There once was a doctor who spent his whole career at a university, and he saw many, many different illnesses, and he helped many patients become healthy. And in his time there, he studied many things. And one day, a young college student came, and he had these odd symptoms that this doctor didn't know what to do with. And he tried to figure out what the heck was the cause of this illness, these symptoms. And then it occurred to him, this college student has scurvy. That's right, scurvy. An illness that should altogether be extinct. Long ago, sailors would have scurvy because they didn't have enough vitamin C. And why was this college student, well, how did he end up having this illness? Because his whole diet was ramen noodles. This doctor, in his natural wisdom and taking time to study and to work through these illnesses, he was given a natural sort of wisdom. But how about Solomon or Jesus, their wisdom today in the readings? King Solomon is this young and an inexperienced king, and he has this religious experience in a dream where God comes to him and asks him, "What do you want? I'll give it to you." And he asks correctly. He asks for wisdom. Rather than riches or glory, he asks for wisdom to judge rightly the great kingdom that God had given him. And in this great attribute for King Solomon, he relies too heavily on it. Rather than trusting in his relationship with God, he relies only on the wisdom, the gift, rather than the giver. And so he invests in many wives, and has great amount of wealth, and he even has great weapons of warfare by the time that he dies. And in this, he strays from God's commandments, relying on the gifts rather than the giver. Because Solomon was called to more. More than just this wisdom. He was called to trust God. He was like this college student who relied only on ramen noodles. So each for us, this is an example of how we can be in a spot where it's good, but God might be inviting us to more. He might be inviting us to have some fruits and veggies. Jesus, in his examples for the parables today, he shows us that we are invited to more. The first two parables are about the treasure in the field and the pearl of great price, of which these people who find these things go and sell everything for these treasures. And we think that this is an example of our faith, where we're called to give everything for our faith. And we see great examples of this in each and every one of these stained glass windows. These men gave everything for that pearl of great price, except for St. John. All of them were martyred for their faith. Even our patron, St. Jude, was clubbed to death. So each of us are called and invited to more, to be like the man who finds that pearl of great price, to give everything, to give more back to God. With these parables that Jesus gives us today, he also gives us a warning, his third parable, about the fishermen who cast their nets, catch a great amount of fish. And then these fishermen sort the fish, the good into buckets and the bad into a fire, where there'll be wailing and gnashing of teeth. This is a reminder for each and every one of us that when we die, we'll have a particular judgment where we will be sorted, the good into buckets and the bad into a fire where there'll be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And so today at this Mass, we ask for God's grace that we may discern what he is calling us to give. So we trust him more because he is the giver of all of our gifts, so that we may give them back to him, which glorifies him.